This is DOE SBIR Talk.
The project narrative is the heart of the application package, and therefore requires substantial thought, consideration, and time in its development. We recommend that you start working on the project narrative as soon as you have down-selected a topic and subtopic pair that appears to be a good match with your skills. The outline for the project narrative is always contained in the Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA, and rarely changes from one solicitation to the next. Therefore, after the cover page, the first section that you will address is called the Identification and Significance of the Problem or Opportunity and Technical Approach. DOE's guidelines for this section are brief and indicate that you should define the specific technical problem or opportunity addressed by your application. Provide enough background information so that the importance of the problem or opportunity is clear. Indicate the overall technical approach to the problem or opportunity and the part that the proposed research plays in providing needed results. So there are two major parts to this section. First, a discussion of the problem or opportunity, and second, a discussion of the technical approach that you've decided to take. Now, before you begin writing this section, it is imperative that you spend time thoroughly analyzing the guidance that DOE has provided regarding both the topic and the subtopic to which you plan to respond. DOE makes it very clear in the topics document that once you select a subtopic to which you wish to respond, you must also address the requirements in the associated topic. In other words, there must be synergy between your interest and the needs specified by the Department of Energy. Now, small businesses who have never submitted an SBIR/STTR proposal before may be inclined to propose a problem that is tangential to the topic or subtopic that DOE has presented. However, there must be a match between what the small business proposes and the needs identified by DOE. If you have not taken the opportunity to speak with the topic manager yet, please be sure to call him or her in order to assure that you thoroughly understand DOE's need. The second part of this section is where the applicant presents their technical approach. This is the only part of the project narrative where the technical approach is discussed, so it is important that the approach you plan to take is clearly presented. If you have conducted preliminary research that lays the foundation for the approach you plan to propose, this is appropriate to mention in this section. More importantly, this is where you must also clarify what will be gained from funding your approach as opposed to an alternative. In other words, it is important to clearly identify the benefit that will accrue to DOE as a result of funding what you propose. This is accomplished by clarifying how your method will advance or address the identified topic-subtopic pair. Keep in mind that you will discuss the objectives and specific tasks to be undertaken in subsequent sections. Therefore, the discussion of the technical approach should provide a general overview of the methods you will use, the expected outcomes, and the benefit to your immediate R&D customer. Preparing and writing the section entitled The Identification and Significance of the Problem or Opportunity and Technical Approach takes considerable time, as it is the cornerstone for everything else that follows. It is recommended that you have a service provider review your draft of this section, as it is important that this section be prepared well. The discussion of the technical problem or opportunity should be presented in a scholarly fashion so that statements made regarding the problem are substantiated. Figures and tables are often used by proposers in the technical section to help make their explanation come alive. As a benchmark, the average length of this section in winning proposals is 3 pages. That's the whole section, the identification and significance of the problem or opportunity and technical approach. A complimentary tutorial that you may wish to consult before preparing this section is, Should I Talk to the Topic Manager?
This is DOE SBIR Talk.